And it's essential to have our own things, as Intozaki put it, because to even think of beginning to claim our own world puts us at risk, let alone starting to do it. So our lives and livelihood and peace of mind will be threatened. And we need to think through what to do when that happens. I need guidance as to what works and what doesn't in terms of each other's lives, for spaces to meet in, given omnipresent state surveillance of and infiltration in our lives. And while it's difficult to know where to begin, how to begin, to know even what forms of communication folks are comfortable with and the timing of them, I feel such longing to meet and be met. And barring factors of which I am unaware, such a basic belief in openness, that my tendency is to ignore power and keep our purposes and needs in the foremost of our minds. This discussion of fundamentals suggests that it's important to have some prioritizing principles discussions as a jumping-off point, as a place to start, documented and its results expressed in multiple mediums. Of course, we know there will be repercussions. That until there is a mobilizing movement strong enough to counterbalance threats, and even then, we will be messed with for even thinking that the world is ours to claim, let alone acting on that thought. And repercussions can translate into stress unless we have our own things, as Intozaki said, i.e. enough people around us who also want that world based in cooperation instead of force and can pool resources to begin achieving first a vital experience of mutual aid and afterwards planning for future growth.